to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump, who has already fired one FBI director, James Comey, is set to fire another one. He says he will replace Christopher Wray with Trump loyalist Kash Patel when he takes office. ABC's Mike Levine covering the FBI.
Patel has been a very vocal, staunch supporter of Trump. He's been out there on the campaign trail pushing, you know, the quote, America First agenda. During the midterm elections, he was out there doing what Trump wanted. And during this last presidential campaign, of course, he was on the trail really advocating for Trump's reelection.
President Biden pardoning son Hunter. That coming after the Bidens spent Thanksgiving together. The president saying in a statement the pardon will cover the years 2014 through this year. Heavy lake effect snow pummeling cities like Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania this week. Arctic temperatures expected in many parts of the upper Midwest. Today's Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics says Americans spent $12.5 billion on this day last year. This is ABC News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is promising President-elect Trump tougher border controls. That's according to a Canadian official who joined the two men at Mar-a-Lago after Trump's threat to impose import tariffs on Mexico and Canada. He says the crackdown could include drones and helicopters. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Sir Elton John sharing difficult news at the London premiere of his new musical, The Devil Wears Prada, Eye Trouble. It's something he also talked about recently with ABC News.
Last week, the Rocket Man telling our Robin Roberts,
I'm still standing after all this time.
Yes, exactly.
His eyesight has been severely impaired for months.
Because I had an infection.
He says he's healing.
I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye.
But progress has been slow.
And it's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see.
Still.
There's hope and encouragement that it will be okay, but.
He says he's grateful.
I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
That's ABC's Rhianna Nally. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Today, Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Rhinelander District Library is hosting Holidays Around the World. They invite you to join them in celebrating December holidays in the Children's Department. There will be crafts and activities all week long. Once again, that's Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 106 North Stevens Street in Rhinelander. The lake effect snow machines are on. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what that means.
Snow, created simply by the Great Lakes themselves. First, the air temperature must be at least 23 degrees cooler than the water. Currently, Lake Superior sits at a balmy 45 degrees, while Lake Michigan is hanging on to some heat at 50 degrees. As north winds pull in overnight lows in the teens and highs below freezing this week, they will pick up steam from the unfrozen waters. Once this moist breeze hits land, it rises, forming clouds that will dump the frozen droplets as heavy snow downwind, usually falling in narrow bands that produce 2 to 3 inches of snow per hour or more. Areas like Hurley, Wisconsin, typically pick up 200 inches of snow per year. That's over 16 feet, and last year was troublesome, as they only received 66 inches. This did not allow for winter rec activities to activate, leaving snowmobile trails empty and trips canceled from out-of-state tourism. It's something our Northwoods neighbors need. Snowfall. Thankfully, for the next few weeks, Lake Superior will be spitting out snow to our woods. And if a good base is built, snowmobile trails typically open in early December. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now look at today's funeral notices. David Charles Hine, age 80, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, November 27th, at his home. He is survived by his brother, Stanley Hine, of Marshfield, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls, on Friday, December 20th, At 11 a.m., Deacon Bob Schinnebeck will officiate. Military honors will follow. A Birch Street funeral service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Charles Hine, age 80, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-0. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sports This Morning brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some light snow in the afternoon with a high in the mid-20s. Light snow will continue Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
98Q Country. Christmas coming up. I'm excited. I love Christmas. I love watching Christmas movies. My favorite Christmas show, though, is the Fireplace TV show. Do you guys watch the Fireplace TV? I love the Fireplace TV show. It's just a fireplace for 3 hours. Sounds boring. Sucks me in every time. My mom's like, hey, dinner's ready. I'm like, no, the guy's here. The arm's here. Everybody get in here. The guy's here. He's poking the fire. It's like, it's not like a professional fire tender. Some chubby arm all hairy jabbing at it. It's great. But you don't have to wait for Christmas anymore. I found this out. You can now watch the Fireplace TV show anytime you want to on Netflix Instant Streaming. They have 3 episodes of the Fireplace TV. I binged them. I watched them all. I won't spoil the ending, but it's because it's on Netflix, they have all the amenities of every other Netflix show, including closed captioning. It's true. I turned it on for 3 hours. In parentheses, it just says, crackling. I switched it over to Spanish subtitles. It said, crepitante. I'm like, ooh. Very festive, you know? I'll watch that at Cinco de Mayo. That's cool.
Civic Media is proud to support Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Help a neighbor. Sign up to volunteer at a local organization or make a donation to a local nonprofit. For more on how you can make a difference right here in your community and throughout Wisconsin, go to civicmedia.us.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway. Fields of green turn gold.
Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame us ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis straight right above the Tupac before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash and lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. May we all. Then you just free fall. Maybe we all.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Well, I love.
Sugarland, 98Q Country. Howdy ho there, neighbor. We got a Monday, the second day. Hang on, I got to flip the calendar here. I said I was going to do this earlier. There we go. December 2nd. Flip the calendars. Here we go into the Christmas season. 3 weeks from Wednesday will be Christmas Day. Do you like Christmas in the middle of the week, or would you rather have it on a Saturday? It does. I think it extends out Christmas, whether you like that or not. When you have Christmas on a Wednesday, you have the possibility of having the family get together or a Christmas event the weekend before, and then you got Christmas Day itself, and then you can go the weekend after because New Year's isn't until the following Wednesday. So on a Wednesday, it seems like it's a long Christmas. It seems like it goes for a long time, and then New Year's on a Wednesday too, which makes for a rough Thursday. We had a lot of fun doing the Deer Hunters Roundup. Many of you, of course, probably listened or watched for the first time ever. You know, the YouTube feed of the studio. You can look back at that if you want. Go to YouTube.com, search for 98Q Country. All the shows that we did, all seven of the shows that we did, are there with the audio and the in-studio feed. And we've had, I think, almost 2,500 views already on there, and it continues to build. So I think the word may spread about the roundup, and I think I'm interested to see how many people are interested in watching that. It's we certainly had a good time, and it's all because of you, our listeners, making it work, and calling in from all across the state of Wisconsin. And we had the show networked on a couple of stations, one over in Hayward and one down in Wisconsin Rapids area too. So it was what the Deer Hunters Roundup has always been, just a little bit of silliness and just a lot of fun and celebrating our hunting tradition. The weather, you know, did cooperate, I guess, over the hunting season. Most of us had a little bit of snow on the ground for a good portion of the hunt. It continues out there. The weather was a little bit chilly, especially the last three, four days of the hunt. The production of the hunt was, it was all right. I mean, the numbers will come out, of course. But, of course, we're in a battle to keep the deer count where hunters want it, and then to keep the deer count where people driving cars and those businesses around the car driving want it. It seems like, you know, I don't know, it seems like when you drive around, especially at dusk, there appears to be a lot of deer. But they all come out, it seems, and have a big party in one spot to avoid the wolves or whatever it is they're avoiding. Lots of interesting stories from the weekend. Now, I don't know about you, I mean, when I was young and I grew up and learned about democracy, I was kind of always under the belief that, yes, we elected a president, but that president still had to kind of follow the rules that everybody else did, and it wasn't a dictatorship, or one person never had that ability to kind of do whatever they wanted to do. And that was a belief that I think I was severely misled on. I think it was... of course, some of the things that Donald Trump says he's going to do, we'll see. But just the ability for a president to just pardon people, just whether they were guilty or not, it happens. And I'm just kind of like, I don't know, I put my pointing finger and my thumb to my chin. I lean over and I go, that just doesn't, it doesn't smell like a democracy, does it? And this president, the current president, isn't the only one who's done it. He did it to his son, Hunter. And maybe if you were in that spot and it was your son, pretty good chance we'd probably do the same thing if you had the opportunity to do that and make your son's life better. But still, you just put the thumb to the chin, you lean over and just like, democracy, huh? So that's one of the stories, as the pardoning of Hunter Biden, when Joe Biden said he wasn't going to do it, wasn't wasn't going to do it. Did you see what happened at halftime of the Packer game on Thursday night? Did you see the story on this? Typically, on Thanksgiving Day, the halftime shows are, you know, national artists. So they'll usually air them. You know, they'll usually have the halftime show, at least some of it on anyway. Well, halftime of the Packer game on Thanksgiving night, they aired a special about a football player from Miami who grew up in Green Bay. And they told the story of how he was raised and adopted. And it was really, it was a wonderful story. And I wasn't even thinking about anything else besides the fact that this was just a kind of a cool story. Until I find out that Lindsey Stirling, who was apparently kind of a pop sensation, a violinist, she was performing at halftime. And they did not air the performance, except for just a couple of seconds. And, of course, the people who were Lindsey Stirling fans were not happy. They were not happy that Lindsey Stirling was turned down and denied her performance at halftime. Not even recognizing the feel-good story that most of them said, well, you know, we're happy for that guy in the feel-good story. But what about Lindsey Stirling? What about... it was a decision, obviously, that the network NBC made to do that. Got a lot of backlash from that. Either way, you have problems winning when it comes to that stuff. What else here from the weekend? Packer fans very disappointed that the Arizona Cardinals let you down yesterday. Had a chance to knock off the Vikings and knock the Vikings back. I mean, it doesn't mean a lot because... winning the division is going to be tough over the Lions. Obviously, the Packers have to win Thursday. Even if they win Thursday over the Lions, it's still going to be tough to win the division. And the chances are, if the Vikings or Packers finish ahead of each other in the wild card, chances are they're not going to end up playing each other. They might. So that home field advantage thing, maybe, but probably not when you're a 5 and a 6 seed. So it was the Vikings did not play well at all yesterday if you watch that game, but they managed to get a win, and that's what good teams manage to do. So now you got the NFC Norris division. You got the Lions at 11-1. You got the Vikings at 10-2. You got the Packers sitting at 9-3. Just a crazy good division. Probably the three best teams. I would take any of those three teams to beat the Eagles. I would. I think they're one. The Lions, 2A, 2B, Vikings and Packers. Insert wherever you want to there. Vikings and Packers are very similar teams. Both teams have pretty good defenses, just well-coached. They don't make many mistakes. Both teams have quarterbacks that you say, okay, go make a few plays, but don't lose the game for us. Jordan Love and Sam Darnold have that ability to throw the picks. Very identical teams. Very, very similar teams. And they will play again, the Vikings and Packers will. So, Lions and Packers Thursday, and that game will be on Amazon Prime. So, you got to find a way to watch that. That game will not be on free TV if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership and one of those smart TVs to watch it through the app. I won't go into it. Ask your kids. So, this is a game that's being played in Detroit. And Viking fans will have Packer gear on Thursday, cheering for the Packers. Packers, you will have 100% support from all Viking fans on Thursday in that contest. Vikings are trying to chase the Lions in that division. What else from the weekend? Oh, I feel like I'd like to call out an organization this morning. I feel like I'm being stalked by AARP, you know, their retirement organization. I feel like I'm being stalked by them. Being close to that age, well, I'm already eligible. They say I'm already eligible. I guess I'm already eligible. But I'm getting to be that age where AARP is coming a knocking. They're just like, we'll give you a free suitcase if you sign up. How about a file folder for all that stuff that you don't know where it is? They're just knocking on me. They left me alone for about a month, and then they came at me over the Thanksgiving break with emails and all that stuff. You know, only $9 a year, and we'll give you, you know, a new car or whatever. I don't know what they're offering. I guess if they offer a new car, I'd probably take it. But I'm being stalked by AARP, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Just I don't need you yet. I'm soon, but not yet. We have sports. We have news to report on, of course, from the weekend. A lot going on. Big question for Badger fans, Luke Fickle. Is he there for another year? You know what the buyout is for Luke Fickle? You know what it is? This may seem like a lot to you, but for college football, it's really not. $40 million. 4-0. If the Badgers decide that they don't want Luke Fickle as a coach anymore, it's going to cost them $40 million. That sounds like a lot to you and I. To college football, that's a coin in the water fountain. That's really not much. It's not much at all. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC gets us going here with our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump, who has already fired one FBI director, James Comey, is set to fire another one. He says he will replace Christopher Wray with Trump loyalist Kash Patel when he takes office. ABC's Mike Levine covering the FBI.
Patel has been a very vocal, staunch supporter of Trump. He's been out there on the campaign trail, pushing, you know, the quote, America First agenda. During the midterm elections, he was out there doing what Trump wanted. And during this last presidential campaign, of course, he was on the trail really advocating for Trump's reelection.
President Biden pardoning son Hunter. That coming after the Bidens spent Thanksgiving together. The president saying in a statement the pardon will cover the years 2014 through this year. Heavy lake effect snow pummeling cities like Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania. This week, Arctic temperatures expected in many parts of the upper Midwest. Today's Cyber Monday, Adobe Analytics says Americans spent $12.5 billion on this day last year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Friday, December 6th at 3:30, Manitouish Wanderers is hosting their Small Town Christmas. They invite you to join them as they kick off the holiday season with activities such as a children's event, where children participate in holiday-themed games, crafts, and activities to complete a postcard to the North Pole, turn in a completed postcard for a chance to win a prize, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will be stopping by. There will also be homemade cookies by the Women's Service League. Food and refreshments are provided. This will be followed by the lighting of the town Christmas tree, followed by a bonfire and Christmas carols. Once again, that's Friday, December 6th at 3:30 in Manitouish Waters. Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. You may remember back in July, the erosion around a dam in Manawa in Waupaca County caused a breach that resulted in flooding and an evacuation of residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-0. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and, you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some light snow in the afternoon with a high in the mid 20s. Light snow will continue Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
98Q Country.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't want to be in Monday morning heading back to work, stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't want to be another chore to check off on your list. You gotta do and places that you gotta go.
Country.
Man, I've been working too hard, 10-hour days and I'm tired. Damn this knuckle busting, back breaking, no paying job, nowhere I'm going. Hot-headed women, cold beer, kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey, y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. watching her eye. Man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her. Aw, shucks, country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good. Like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat, with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck, and these calloused hands. In a muddy pair of jeans, with that Copenhagen ring, no need to change a thing. Hey, y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. Because I am who I am, and that's the man I'm gonna be, yeah. And when the Lord comes calling, well, he ain't gonna have to holler, y'all. There'll be no trouble finding me in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out with my boots on, with my boots on.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel ride that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. Just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
All right, Mr. Easton Corbin there.
I'm a little more country than that.
Give more credit than that, please. On our way to about 25, maybe a couple degrees warmer than that today. Congratulations to those of you who harvested a deer over the 9-day gun deer season. Maybe you got the big one, you got the 10, the 12, maybe you got the deer of a lifetime. And for those of you who didn't get your deer,
we tried to get a deer, but we can't.
Yeah. No, he ran away, didn't he?
Yep, and a big deer just ran away, and we can't get any shot.
That's okay, bud. We'll get him next time.
Yeah.
What happened, buddy?
Thanks to... Thanks to Ron at Nemeth Implement. He shared that with us during the Deer Hunters Roundup. That's worth listening to again, isn't it? The sound of every deer hunter who did not get the deer they were looking for this past 9 days.
We tried to get a deer, but we can't.
No, he ran away, didn't he?
Yep, but a big deer just ran away and we can't get any shot.
That's okay, bud. You know, next time.
Yeah.
All the...
What happened, buddy?
And the video's even better. It's so heartfelt. All the prize winners from the Deer Hunters Roundup are listed on the 98QCountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page. Everything except a couple of the text to win winners. We don't have the names on that yet. So go on there and see if you won something. The winner of our photo contest and everything. Everybody's on there. So go on in there. You got until January 1st to at least let us know that you're there and you're aware that you won and you want the prize. If you won something and you're saying, Joel, you know, I don't need it, whatever, just let us know. All right, so we can kind of move it around and cross it off the list. We would appreciate that very much. For those of you who are hockey fans, I know there's a lot of people traveling with their kids and playing hockey and high school hockey. And there's professional hockey fans. I mean, there's fans of the Minnesota Wild. Of course, Wisconsin doesn't have a professional hockey team. But the Minnesota Wild off to a really good start. The Wild and the Winnipeg Jets. So those of you who like to follow hockey may be excited about that. Or maybe you're a Blackhawk fan or whatever. But the National Hockey League season, of course, is well underway. A little bit later on this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about goalposts because I listened to a really interesting feature this past weekend talking about people ripping down goalposts as a celebration of winning games, and it was very interesting. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on here this morning. What else do you got going on here? Are you ready for Christmas? 3 weeks from Wednesday already? You know, maybe 2 weeks if you're doing the Christmas before, the weekend before Christmas, which is on a Wednesday. Today is considered to be Cyber Monday. I think every day is give your local people a chance first and then, you know, do what you got to do. A lot of great local businesses for you to check out for all kinds of Christmas gift giving ideas. Chamber Bucks always make a good choice, too. So holiday shopping season is in full swing. I at the very least made a mental list over the weekend, did a little bit, but I don't like to get too crazy. I like the, for me, when shopping is over, I don't feel like the holidays are over, but I feel like, okay, well, what next? So I like to kind of linger out there and kind of wait for an idea to come to me. So that's another way of saying that I have no idea what I'm getting my wife, and I'm just praying to God that provides some kind of direction, please.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Join me, Big G, from 9AQ Country, the St. Clair Rod Holiday Showcase next Saturday, December 7th. I'll be broadcasting live from 9:30 to 12:30 at the St. Clair Rod Factory Store on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spin the 9AQ Country prize wheel for great prizes, enjoy free fishing seminars, and grab complimentary cider and snacks. Santa arrives at noon, plus kids can enjoy complimentary lure painting and get festive stocking grab bags. Don't miss one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas sale. Details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
98Q Country.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. After mile, turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
New country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again.
lying with me in Atlanta. It's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano. I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again.
98Q Country. Let the holidays begin, right? Yeah, December the 2nd already here. Post deer hunting. And Thanksgiving, Joel here in the morning show. News and sports are up next. Here's our guy, Jay Dolan, from 98Q.
If your dream house is a double-wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road, then, baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. Running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you want to just hide out, well, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Well,